Welcome back to Inside Agriculture, Tuesday morning of Christmas week. Yesterday on AgriTalk, Jack Scoville of the Price Futures Group, very impressed that March corn Monday closed above last week's high.
I thought it was pretty good. I've been waiting for something like that to happen. I think corn deserves to rally at least a little bit more towards 450 or 455 anyway. And it looks like we're going to get there here, maybe probably 455 or a little higher. And when you look at even the weekly charts look very bullish. You know, we've been rallying since the middle of August. So people complain about how little corn's been moving, but it's been moving up generally, you know, not just as the corn market normally does. You look at it at the end of the week and you say, how did I get here from there?
On Farm Talk, Christy Van On, Van On and Company.
Positive today, you had a private export sale here in soybeans. Weekly exports came out. We continue to see that demand is hot for corn. And so you continue to see that. And, you know, one thing is, yeah, I do think it's light holiday trade. And sometimes when you have light holiday trade, you can see a little bit of wider movement. And I think that's what you're seeing right now is that support coming through, trying to round out a bottom here for March soybeans. That's kind of my main focus right now is saying, hey, we closed that gap. How much lower do we really want to go? We've been wanting to be buyers here around this gap area on some previous sales. We started on a wave and then we're kind of watching it here and we're trying to get back above that 200-day moving average and rounding out a bottom. And honestly, if you can get some follow through here, I think the chart looks phenomenal for soybeans. But this is, you know, like day one. So we need to give it some space. But today was a really good day for soybeans, up 5.5 cents off those March futures. We have a little bit before we hit, you know, January option expiration. That's on Friday. And then first notice. However, I just feel like that main control right now is now all the way off of March for soybeans. So up 5.5 cents, corn market up 3.25, and then wheat complex anywhere from 2 to 6 cents higher. So having that strength come through, I think that was good. It's going to be a quiet week. Normal trading here tomorrow and Friday, early close for Christmas Eve. Obviously closed on Christmas, hard open on Friday. Sometimes in the past, they've done an early close on Christmas Eve and an early close the day after, but it is full hours here on Friday.
Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management, says Monday's up action a function of light market involvement.
You know, I think it has something to do with the fact that it's thin trading, it's the week of Christmas, it's going to be abbreviated. The markets are sitting down at their lows and really had no place to go but up. And I think that's just what we're seeing is just some technical buying to kind of give this market a little bit of room as we go into the holiday season.
Let's talk about cattle futures now. Cattle on feed report Friday. How'd that affect Monday's trade?
Cattle had a nice day. You know, friendly cattle on feed report on Friday gave us a little strength on Friday, and it spilled over into today as well.
So the cattle on feed on Friday after the close was a little bit on the friendly side. Nothing too crazy, but support enough that I think it just pushed it a little bit higher here today. It's going to be a struggle to get much for cash information this week, so I don't know how much movement we should expect to see without like some big story happening from exports or, you know, border issues or anything like that. But you were positive. Outside markets want that support as well. Crude oil up $1.50, U.S. dollar lower, and the Dow market up 240. So that lent some support, I think, to the cattle markets as well.
So we'll be quiet through holiday trade. The next big thing markets are watching is the January 12th USDA report.
Yep, and that finalizes production. So clearly, like the September report, they can come back and kind of change some stuff due to quarterly stocks or even actually a year from now. But that kind of finalizes production moving forward, that the reports after that are strictly demand based. So it's a big deal, especially because they didn't make really any changes in this December report. We didn't get an October report. November report was pushed. So I just feel like if they're going to make some bold changes, they have the right to do that out of this report. Yield or even acreage.
The January one's going to be a little bit bigger deal. Yeah. I mean, right now, of course, that's going to be when they come with the final crop production estimates. It's going to come with the winter wheat seedings. So it'll be the first look, you know, and it'll be supposed to be the last look at changing production for the 25 year. But that'll be on January 12th is when that'll come out.
And there's a look back at Monday's markets and a look ahead into 2026. This is Inside Agriculture. Now let's do the same with the weather.